Welcome to the Coaching Lab Podcast, where basketball coaches build more success in less time by increasing their ability to teach, lead, and coach the players on their team and in their program. Coach, let's talk about motivating your players in the offseason. We all want our players to get out there getting more shots and getting themselves better. And we say all the time things like, if you're not working on your game in the offseason, you're never going to achieve your goals. Or you're always going to be, you know, the one coming off the bench. Or you're not going to be the starter. Whatever way you choose to motivate your players, we think that that doesn't. But it really doesn't. I mean, it sounds good, and in the moment, the player might be thinking, yeah, that's right. But as soon as they leave, what are they going to do? You haven't given them anything instructional to do. So what I encourage you to do, if you want players to get better at ball handling, you want to get better at shooting or passing, is create a workout for them. Something simple, okay? So we've done things in our program, like we have an elite shooters club in the summertime where we show the players what we want them to do. It's up to them to take the sheet of paper, go do the workout, go get the shots in, bring it back to us. They get a t-shirt if they get it done. So we've not only told them we wanted to be shooters. We didn't just show them we wanted to be shooters. We challenged them to go out and to do it. And when they bring it back, they get a reward for it. Same thing with ball handling. You want your players to be better ball handlers? Give them a workout. Maybe you make it something like Best Ball Handlers Club. Doesn't matter what you want to call it, but it's 20 minutes of doing ball handling each day. Might be one ball hand, or with one ball, might be with two balls. It might be where they have to do things one-on-one, so they've got to get a partner. But give them a workout and tell them what to do. When you do that, you challenge them to get it done. It's a matter of, hey, we've talked about it. I've shown you how to do it. Now it's up to you. They can't just wait for you to open up the gym so they can get better at their game. They're waiting for the coach all the time. They're not going to get good enough. They've got to get in the driveway. They've got to go to the park. If they want to go pay a trainer, they can pay a trainer. But in my experience, just getting outside and getting things done, getting some reps in, that's what they need to do. They don't have to spend a whole lot of money. They don't have to get into a fancy facility or have a shooting machine. They just got to go get it done. So I encourage you to set something up. Find drills that you think would work, or find ways. It might be if they're doing the Pete Maravich drills. They've got to wrap the ball around their waist 100 times in a minute. I think that's one that John Beilein used to use with the Michigan players. It might be where they have to be able to dribble, you know, two balls at one time without messing up for 30 seconds. So maybe they're doing figure eights with two balls for 30 seconds. Now, I know that limits them in what they're doing, and there probably are some other ways that they could get better at ball handling, but we're looking to push our players to get them to do things they aren't doing right now. So you can argue all you want about, well, this drill is better than this drill. Well, what's better than doing nothing? And that's what I'm saying we've got to get our players to realize is you don't have to have the perfect drill, the perfect setup. You've got to go put in the work. And then when we get in the gym, now there's a time for you to play against other opponents or for me to put you through a workout in a little different way. But if you're at the park, if you're in the driveway, if you get into the gym by yourself once in a while, make sure that you're working out and you're getting better at your game. So best way to do that is you give them the workout. So coach, hopefully this helps you, knowing that just talking to your players doesn't motivate them. Challenging them and giving them something to do will motivate them. All right, whether you're seeing this on YouTube over at CoachMattDennis.com at the blog, or if it's another social media channel, go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know how you push your players to get better in the off season, and make sure it's not just by telling them. All right, coach, until next time, get in the gym. Get your team better. Coach, if you've enjoyed the Coaching Lab Podcast, I encourage you to go give us a 5-star rating and even leave us a review. I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks for listening to today's episode, Coach. If you'd like more great coaching content, I encourage you to check out the Coaching Lab at CoachMattDennis.com. You'll find everything you need to have more success in less time.